For those listeners who aren't familiar with Invader Zim, it is an animated science fiction comedy series created by the comic book artist Jonan Vasquez, and it's broadcast on Nickelodeon.
Television is stupid!
Invader Zim is the story of Zim, a member of an insectoid race of conquerors, the Urken. The Urken leaders, the Almighty Tallest, select their finest warriors as invaders. Advanced scouts who blend in with the indigenous population of a planet gather information, identify vulnerabilities, and prepare the way for planetary assault by the Urken Armada. However, for Operation Impending Doom 2, the Tallest have intentionally neglected to invite Zim to the Great Assigning, where planets for conquest are distributed. After all, the overzealous and megalomaniacal Zim was responsible for laying waste to their home planet even before the prior conquest, Operation Impending Doom 1, had begun. Zim was banished to the planet Foodcortia, but decided to become unbanished and butts his way into the Great Assigning anyway. The Tallest see an opportunity to get rid of Zim once and for all, and playing upon his ego and his, well, cluelessness, they detach him to a questionable planet on the edge of the galactic map. A planet which happens to be Earth.
You will be sent to a planet so mysterious, no one has even heard of it.
Right! And those who have heard of it dare not speak its name.
What's its name?
Oh, I dare not speak it.
Urken invaders are equipped with multifunction standard issue information retrieval robots, also known as SIR units. But the Tallest have loaded the dice even further in Zim's case, making him a special robot out of leftover SIR parts and whatever they could find in their pockets. This robot announces himself as Gurr.
Gurr, reporting for duty.
Gurr? What does the G stand for?
I don't know.
Is it supposed to be stupid?
It's not stupid. It's advanced.
The egotistical and overconfident Zim is convinced he can conquer Earth, but one human stands in his way. This is Dib, son of a famous human scientist, Professor Membrane. Dib is obsessed with the desire to become a paranormal investigator and is rejected as an insane nerd by his classmates. Dib becomes Zim's nemesis, as the only human who, frankly, seems to care enough to have picked Zim out as the alien he is. And Dib intends to stop Zim's plans at all costs. Fortunately for Earth, Zim really stinks as an invader, and Dib, who's usually dismissed as crazy, generally manages to foil Zim's plans despite himself, and sometimes with less than desirable results. Invader Zim owes much of its cult classic success to not only Jonan's hilarious design, the series' twisted black science fiction comedy and satire, and its top-notch animation, but to the remarkable voice acting of Richard Horvitz as Zim, Andy Berman as Dib, and Ricky Simons as Gurr. And, of course, Kevin Manthey's dramatic, excellent, American Animation Awards-nominated musical scores, which we're going back to right now.